This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I often get my America feeling. I get it when I vote, or whenever I look at my passport, or when I listen to the song The Farmer and the Cowman from the 1943 musical Oklahoma. In fact, if you want to hear me talk about my intense feelings about that song, I'll put a link in the show notes to the episode of A Little Happier where I talk about it. And just the other day, I was hit by the America feeling very strongly. I live in New York City, and one of the great advantages of living here is that I'm constantly seeing iconic sights. I'm just going through my ordinary day and suddenly I see the Brooklyn Bridge or the Empire State Building or that bull statue in the financial district. But like anything that you see every day, sometimes I take these landmarks for granted. I look at the gorgeous Washington Square Arch and I don't even really notice it. But it occurred to me that there is one landmark in New York City that I never do take for granted. And it seems to me that other people don't seem to take it for granted either. And that's the Statue of Liberty. I've been on planes crowded with jaded New Yorkers who are absorbed in their devices and ignoring the pilot. And then the pilot says, "And if you look out the window on the left, you'll see a great view of the Statue of Liberty." And everyone looks. Everyone tries to look out the windows. And when I walk on the far west side of the city, whenever the Statue of Liberty begins to come into view, I see how everyone's heads lift. Everyone looks for it as they make their approach. I have a friend who lives on the far west side in one of these buildings that has giant windows. And I was visiting her and looking out at the Statue of Liberty. And I said, "You know, I bet you don't even notice the statue anymore. It's just part of the background for you." And she said, "You know, actually not. Every morning when I have my first cup of coffee, I just stand at the window and look at it." So what is it about the Statue of Liberty? It's monumental, of course. It's striking. It's unique. And each time I look at it, I remember the words inscribed on its base. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." That's the story of my family. And it's the story of my husband's family. Different version. And it's the story of Elizabeth's husband's family. Also, different version. The Statue of Liberty represents one of the great dreams of the United States. And every time I look at that statue, I ask myself, what am I doing in my own life to live up to the highest ideals of my country? Yes, the Statue of Liberty gives me the America feeling every time. I feel lucky to live in a city where I get to see it so often. I'm Gretchen Rubin. And I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.